Hey there, this is Adam Zekas with Tom Kissingberry from the IDP Read and React IDP podcast right here at TLF. Say hello, Tom. Cheerio, chap, golly, good gosh. Here I am. Great. Anyway, if you're interested in getting started with IDP and Dynasty Leagues or looking for a way to dominate your IDP leagues, then our show is for you. Isn't that right, Tom? Ah, yes, my good man. And of course, I bring the coveted data and insight that can only come from a monarch-loving, tea-slurping, crumpet muncher such as myself. Yep, very, very cool, Tom. Very cool. Well, you can find our podcast right here in the DLF family of podcast feed on DynastyFootball.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at The Read and React.
Let the games begin. Let the games begin.
Passed out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Dynasty Game Night, a member of the DLF family of podcasts. I am your host this week, Rocky Petrella at Dynasty FF Addict on Twitter. And as usual, we got three great guests here tonight. I'll start clockwise to my right. First, we have Justin Rogers at Run DFF from the Dynasty Hot Sauce podcast. Justin, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. Run DNF is a whole nother. I mean, that's like, it's like, man, I died on the course and passed out. No, it means entirely different things, but I'm good. I'm good, man. I'm and hoping not for DNF tonight.
And speaking of DLF, we got one of the DLFers here, Scott Connor at Charles Chill FFB. Scott, how you doing? Happy to have you here.
Good, man. Thanks for having me on. And yeah, represent DLF, Dynasty and Chill, a lot of other stuff. I'll be kind of ready to let loose a little bit, play some games. So thanks for having me, Rocky.
Yeah. And we've been talking. I think I've asked Scott like four different times to be on the show, and it's never worked out. And he finally made it this time. So I hope you do well, Scott. You need to carry the DLF flag here, I guess, since it's a DLF podcast. So. And then, like last episode that I did, I have another guy here is not necessarily a content creator, but he's a super smart fantasy mind, fellow Trade Addicts member, Jay Toll at FF Briefcase on Twitter. Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Rocky. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, appreciate you coming on. Should be a good time. So we got three games as usual. Obviously, we always have to have a name game. And then the two other games are a trade game and Fantasy Family Feud. Ooh. So that's what we have in store for tonight. Jay, as the one non-podcaster on the show, I'll let you pick first which game we go with.
Let's do Family Feud.
Okay, Family Feud it is. So I did this just to let you guys know. I sent these out on Monday, so it's over the last couple of days that I've got the responses back, and got 70 total responses from people. They got four different questions here, and what I'll do each one is I'll tell you how many answers are on the board, how many total points available. You know, it's Family Feud. When I ask the question, you'll buzz in with your name, kind of like the name game, and I'll need at least two of you to buzz in because we need to have an order. So we have to have first, second, third. So if someone buzzes in, we need a second person to buzz in to be second. And the first person who buzzes in, they'll give their answer, what they think the answer, the top answer is to the question. That if it is the top answer on the board, you get to choose to pass or play. If it's not, the second person gets to try and top you. If they don't get the top answer, the third person, and so on. So like I said, it's essentially Family Feud, just accounting for having three people here. So whoever gets the highest answer does the pass or play. Once we start play, the first person gets three strikes like the show and tries to run the board. If you don't run the board, the second person who buzzed in also gets three strikes. They don't finish off the board. The last person gets one strike to get any answer left. Whoever's the last person in turn to get the last answer is the one who gets all the points that are on the board. Nice. Not necessarily all the points that were available, but just however many right answers were given. So, make sense to everybody?
Yep.
Okay. I will. Oh, and one other thing. There's no double or triple points like the show, because that generally just leads to the last round, meaning that person wins if they win that round. So you just accumulate points through the four questions, and I'll keep you guys updated on where your points are at. So first question I have for you guys is, and this is what I asked to, like I said, 70 people. This is exactly how I asked it. What player has been the biggest non-injury bust so far? Seven answers on the board.
Justin.
I need a second person.
Scott.
Okay. And just so you know, there's 55 points available. Justin, what is your answer?
Brandon Ayuk.
Brandon Ayuk is on there. 14 points. 14 people said that, but it's not the top answer. So Scott can try and top you.
Not the top answer. That was actually going to be my first answer. So. I'm glad I wasn't the one that was the top one. Non-injury. Well, it's just kind of talk through my process a little bit. I think this is probably based on just people responding. So I'll go wild card. I'll say Stephon Diggs.
Nope, not on the board. So Jay, you can try and top Justin. If not, Justin can choose to pass or play.
George Kittle.
Was mentioned, but not one of the top seven answers. So, Justin, you passing or playing?
I'll play.
Okay, so you got one. You got Brandon Ayuk. We got six more on here.
Okay, well, an easy one for me, Miles Sanders.
Yes, 7 points.
Man, so Ayuk was 14 and Miles Sanders was 7.
Yes.
Okay.
Like I said, 55 total points available. Because I lop off usually, you know, a bunch of them. There's a lot of onesies in there, so.
Non-injury. Man, I should have passed on this. Now that I'm on it, I'm like, oh, golly.
It's always tough, too, when you're, you know, it's a lot easier when you're listening than when you're sitting here trying to come up with answers.
Absolutely.
While you're playing.
Man. I'm trying to think of a running back because those are always easy. How about Adam Thielen?
Adam Thielen's a running back?
No, I just – I was trying to think, and then Adam Thielen hit the brain. But
Adam Thielen is not there. So that's a strike for you.
Yeah, I don't think of any tight ends because Hawkinson was so good the first 2 weeks, even though he's been trashed the last three. Sorry, Rocky.
I know. I don't think anybody's talking about him. I know. He's got a knee injury. That's what it is. That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
That's the story I'm going with.
We'll go with that. Yeah. Let's see. Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley was mentioned, but not one of the top answers, so another strike.
Golly. Even though he hasn't been bad until he got hurt, but
no.
He just there's so much hate on him right now. So I have two X's and there's still five answers on the board.
That is correct.
I'm giving this away here. let's think across teams. Antonio Gibson.
Antonio Gibson, also incorrect. So that's your third strike. We go to Scott.
You see, the tough part is the non-injury part because I can think of injuries for a lot of these guys, but I'm not sure that's why the person would have responded that way, though.
I tell you that of all the seven answers, there's only one person that's even missed one game because of injury.
And that's as of when did you gather those answers? This week?
This was all done. I sent these out Monday. Almost all the responses came back Monday, a few stragglers on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that definitely makes it a little more interesting right there.
And for people listening at home, because Russ doesn't always release this the same week, this is post week 5.
Man.
Fingers crossed that no one gets this because it's tougher than it sounds.
I know. It really is.
I was like, oh, I'll play. Oh, gosh. And I have one name written down, Miles Sanders, when I was like, yeah, I'll play. That was a mistake.
That's easy for you. That's your guy. And he's,
yeah, right.
He's sticking it up as much as my guy has the last 3 games.
Hawkins. Meanwhile, I'm over here scribbling down names like the guy in 7 keeping notebooks.
Yeah. Man, that is really tough. Non-injuries. I'm going to I think this is probably not going to be on there, but I'm just going to bank that people voted anyway because he's been a bust ever since. I will say Man, okay, I'll say Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
He is not on there.
All right.
So, but now you got two more guesses, so.
Oh, I get two more. Okay.
Yeah, you get three strikes. Only the last person gets one strike. Yeah.
I get three strikes. Okay.
It's like, oh, damn, now I got to come up
just with
more.
Yeah, it just means I'm going to bust two more. There's got to be a tight end on there, Justin. I know you were dismissing tight ends, but there's got to be a tight end on
there. Yeah, I just couldn't think of one that was – I just couldn't think of one that was high profile and has not played good besides Kittle.
High profile enough that people would be upset that they haven't been good.
Exactly. I mean, like, there's a bunch of tight ends that have underperformed, but we didn't care about any of them.
Right.
Yeah, that's the tough part is there's a bunch of them that are usually in that range where it's a bad idea to take them, but – Well, my other guess has already – you mentioned it hasn't missed games. I was going to say A.J. Brown, but he missed a game. So I guess that – I'll guess A.J. Brown, but I'm guessing that's not on there.
I said there was one guy – everyone's missed one game or less, and A.J. Brown was the one game missed. So A.J. Brown is on there, 4 points.
Dang it.
Come on. So there's three left, right?
There's four left.
Four left.
The number one answer.
Oh, A.J. Brown was a number one answer, really?
No. The number one answer is still up there, the number one answer is still left. Yeah, you guys got the second, third, and fourth.
Man.
I can't believe something's not jumping out at us. Jay's over there like with a whole list.
I know. Jay has like every guy left probably.
He's like, come on, Scott.
I've looked at so many people, I'm guaranteed to have the at least the last names left.
Well, it's the non-injury part because pretty much a lot of the guys I'm thinking of have had a injury or a nagging injury to where enough people would say, well, I think this guy's out because of he's dealing with an injury. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, like I said, I can now tell you the four answers left. None of them have missed a game for injury.
None of them have missed a game. Damn. That is tough. Okay. I got one that just came to me. Allen Robinson.
Oh, there, money.
24 Holy points, shit. Number one answer. On
that's got to be one. Yeah. I just cycling through the teams, and I'm like, wait, the Bears suck. That's a good
right.
one.
Right. Yeah, that was it right there.
Three left, the last three of the seven.
Three left.
Someone's got a drink.
That's right. I got to do something to make it through this.
Cheers, Justin.
Because I'm going to be embarrassed as hell when we get to the main game. So.
Yeah, when I asked Justin to come on, he's like, yeah, I suck at it, but I'm willing to come on and embarrass myself. So I appreciate that, Justin.
You know, I'm here for you, Rocky.
Thank you.
Okay, I got another one that I own a ton in Dynasty, and it's kind of baffling that he's not produced. I will say Robbie Anderson.
Robbie Anderson was mentioned, but not in the top seven, so that's two strikes.
That's a guy that's been out there and ran a ton of routes and got a lot of targets and hasn't done jack.
Anything with him, man. What a weird split too, like from last year to this year with DJ Moore and him. They just completely role reversed again.
All right, I'll say one. I don't think he's been as bad as people think, but I can see people thinking he's been disappointing. I will say Alvin Kamara.
Very good. 2 points.
Really?
Yes.
There you go, Justin. You're trying to think like the people. Yeah, people think Kamara should be up there with, you know, the RB1, and he's not. So,
what's he like? I don't even have a clue. RB10 or 12 on the season or something.
Yeah, but he's not an RB2 or RB3, so he must suck. You know.
Yeah, I was surprised by that one.
Okay, two more, right? And I have one strike left.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm running.
No matter what, you've made it hard for Jay. There's only two answers left now, so.
And I'm running out of players that are like haven't missed a game yet. Now I'm starting to just go dry on guys that have been bad.
I just came up with one.
I will tell you there are no injury qualifiers on the rest of the questions. So,
all right, I'll go out. This is a shot in the dark. This guy has not missed a game, but I don't think he's relevant enough to really register for people. There are two tight ends I'm thinking of, and I will say one is Robert Tonyan.
Good guess. Got one response, but that does not make the top seven.
All right, all you, Jay.
Jay, you got one shot to get one of these last two answers, or the points will go to Scott.
I would guess Gaskin.
Good guess. Not correct.
Is LaVisca Chenault on there?
He was one of the also Rams.
Is Mike Davis on there?
Mike Davis is on there.
Who would be disappointed by Mike Davis?
That's what I thought too. Mike Davis got 2 points.
Is Ryan Tannehill on there?
He's not on there. He's on the top. He made the others. Yeah. You want me to just
Johnny give you Smith? Last guy?
Johnny's not on there.
Who's the last one? Unless Jay, you got one more guess.
And I was shocked by this one, especially given the last couple that I did this Monday. Jonathan Taylor.
Really? Last 2 weeks he has crushed.
I know.
He was killed the last 2 weeks.
You guys had like no chance of getting that one because
you're trying to predict what people are going to respond. Right. The higher the expectations, the higher the threshold.
But you would think the recency bias would be like, okay, yeah, he's killed it for my team the last 2 weeks. It's been in the end zone.
Justin, their responses were tallied Monday afternoon.
Oh yeah, he didn't play until Monday night.
Oh, that's right. But even the week before that, I forgot about
that. But that wasn't a Monday night game where he had 27 points.
There's no way that JT makes the list if it's Tuesday.
Yeah, you're right. You're probably right. But I did tell you it was Monday though. So
that's a good point.
You all but 5 points were up there. So that's 50 points that were on the board that Scott gets for that round.
Screw you, Scott.
Okay, so we got 3 more questions here. I'll move on to the next one. For top 8 answers on this one, 59 points available. What player has most exceeded your expectations so far?
Justin.
Jay.
Okay, Justin.
Cordero Patterson.
Number one answer, 19 really points.
Yeah, that was an easy one to me.
So you already got the top answer. So now again, you can pass or play. You gonna pass? Pass. This time or?
Pass. I'm gonna try and steal this later. And pass.
When we do passes, it goes to it goes in that same order. So Jay, it goes to you. Then it'll go to Scott, and then it'll go Justin to that last strike.
8 answers. Okay.
So it went to me. Is that what happened?
Yes. Oh, you get 3 strikes.
People can't be happy with that. Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp, 4 points.
Dawson Knox.
Dawson Knox, 4 points.
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown, not on there. Strike 1.
These are Monday. What about Tony?
Tony, 3 points.
How many are left? This is harder than I want.
4.
There are 4 guests. There are 4 left.
Oh.
Still got 2 strikes left.
It's easier when you go third. You have a lot more time to think.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing over here. I'm like writing names down.
Chase Edmonds.
Chase Edmonds also not on there. Mm-hmm. 2 strikes.
Oh.
Got 1 more.
Tony Pollard.
Tony Pollard, also incorrect, Jay. I'm sorry. So we go to Scott.
Well, I got one that has to be on there. And I recall a back and forth chat between me and Mr. Run DFF. I believe this was back in maybe March. And I think one of the few times we actually agreed on something. And we both definitely missed this one. I think we both agreed that it might make sense for the Chargers to cut Mike Williams.
Yeah.
Mike Williams, 18 points, 1 behind Cordero.
He goes from like almost cut to what, wide receiver 2 on the season right now?
Yeah.
Pick up that $15 million a year, fifth year option for a receiver. Yeah. No way he's worth that. They'll just draft his replacement, and that's Josh Palmer, right? Okay.
Cut at any point. Nope.
I think another one going around the same range is probably has to be Marquise Brown.
Yeah. He's got to be on there.
He was mentioned, did not make the top 8.
You know why?
Because it was before Monday.
It was on Monday.
Oh, man.
That's why, right there. Yep.
Would have been, yeah.
That dude has killed it. I'm so glad I was all in on him. Man, I was all out on him at the beginning of last season, all in on him in this past offseason.
Yep. Oh, I got one that's got to be on there. Somebody that I have zero in Dynasty, and it's hurt me a little bit. I think Deebo Samuel has to be on there.
Yeah, he does.
Deebo Samuel, 5 points.
There's what? Two left? Two left?
Yes. Yeah, two left.
Got one strike.
Exceeded expectations has to be somebody that's literally coming out of nowhere to like really be in people's lineups. I think this one might be on there. Dalton Schultz.
Mm. Yeah.
Made the others list to not make the top eight. Yeah. Two strikes.
It's between three.
Guess, though. Yeah.
I'm not sure which one's going to be on here, but I'm going to go with a bigger name. I will say Ja'Marr Chase.
He is on there. 3 points.
Boom.
There's one left. Scott's doing fairly well at this game so far.
It's between like four players right now. I'm trying to just think of how the – it's got to be somebody that's in lineups. That's the thing. If this happens like the first couple weeks where they're not even on your radar, it doesn't feel as good to people responding. It's got to be somebody that people would have felt confident starting early on. Oh, I got one. Rocky will be proud of this one. Leonard Fournette.
Fournette is not on the list.
Oh.
Yeah, I like it though. But yeah, I traded for Leonard Fournette from Scott in a league we're in together, so I get that. So, but Leonard Fournette not there. Third strike.
It's all on Justin. One guess.
I need a second on this, man. Okay, I'm just like going through divisions right now, trying to figure out who it could be. I got a name, maybe. Let's see here. Just trying to think if there's any rookies that have way outperformed. I got one. Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold made the others.
Damn it.
Top eight.
And is Kenny Gainwell on there?
He was also in the.
Okay. That was my other guess, so I don't feel bad about it.
Is Elijah Mitchell on there?
I hope not.
Yeah, he is not. This is sort of to me the equivalent of the Jonathan Taylor one on the other one because I think it's kind of weird that he's even on here. But Tom Brady got three responses.
Oh, come on, man.
Did anyone not expect him to crush?
I think, well, I guess.
Right? He's only got the best receiving game.
One in scoring? Yeah, I think that was what it was. Somebody specifically put that in their comment, like he's QB1, Tom Brady. So I guess they didn't expect him to be that good. I don't know. But yeah,
I can see it.
What he throw 40 touchdowns last year? Oh yeah, he sucks.
Yeah, I know. That's like I said, I thought it was weird too. But all that he was only worth 3 points. All the other points from the boards that
46,
which also go to Scott, which means Scott has 106. You guys have nothing, and there are enough points left in these last two games to top 106. But one of you would have to win.
Great.
In these last two rounds, I should. So the next one is top nine answers, 59 points available. Again, this is before Monday, I want to stress, because – well, let me ask the question, and then I'll explain. Well, which wide receiver – before you buzz in, which wide receiver not currently in the top 12 in PPR points do you think will be there by year's end? I gave the people the top 12. I'm not giving you guys the top 12 just for fun of it. And Marquise Brown was not in there before the game Monday. Obviously, he is now, but nobody answered Marquise Brown, so I can tell you that. So there's your qualifier there. You can read it by
okay.
Time now. And I took these top 12 on Monday morning off of a site that had an MFL league I'm in that has just vanilla PPR scoring, no bonuses, no nothing. So.
Scott.
Justin.
Okay, Scott.
And we don't get the top 12, huh? So
yeah, just to make it more fun. you could say somebody who's in the top 12 and be wrong.
I can. How many? There's nine, right?
Yep.
All right. I think the one that people are going to say most has to be Stephon Diggs.
Number one answer on the board.
Nice.
15 points. These are a little more spread out. But number one answer wasn't quite as high. So you want to pass or play, Scott?
Man, it's real hard to get nine answers from the get-go.
But you don't have to get nine. You just have to get enough that the other two don't
get. I'm going to play just because I'm going to try to put some pressure on these guys since I have all the other points. So I'll play. Let's see. Not in the top 12. Well, Justin mentioned him earlier. I will still go Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley was mentioned, not top nine.
Wow. That was one of the ones I'd written down.
He got two, but everyone on here has three or more responses. So,
okay. I'm not 100% positive if this guy's in the top 12 or not, but I'll say CeeDee Lamb.
Yep, 4 points. Also, one other thing I wanted to mention that I forgot to. For the purposes of this question, Cordarrelle Patterson is a running back.
Good.
A.J. Brown.
9 points.
Not in the top 12. DK Metcalf.
He's not on the list because he is in the top 12.
Top 12, yeah.
I thought he was outside of it.
So you got one strike left.
One strike left. Well, I know this guy's not in the top 5 or in the top 12. I'm just not sure if people are going to say that he's going to be. Actually, I got two guys that are not. Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen, 3 points.
He was one of mine on the list here. That's nice.
And we're talking top 12, like overall points?
Yes. This is not points per game. This is top 12.
So guys that are technically injured right now but could be top 12 points per game when they return is probably not going to count.
I mean, what you said I think could count, depending on where that leaves them at the end.
Well, if we're going total points, there's two guys that are hurt, then I'm thinking, okay, they're not going to accumulate enough total points to finish in the top 12.
Yeah, so, the total points, the top 12 I gave people was by total points, not by points.
Right.
That's what I was trying to say. Okay.
Well, obviously I was going to say a guy that's hurt that could be top 12 total points, but he's not coming back for a couple weeks. So I'm going to guess this guy, but I don't know if the community would say this. I'll say Robert Woods.
4 points. Because
he just had a big game. Ooh, nice.
I was a little surprised by that one, given that every game before that, people were basically disappointed in.
Yeah.
Recency bias is a strong drug.
Okay, I know this guy's not in the top 12 because he's had some duds. Chris Godwin.
Chris Godwin on the others list, but not in the top 9.
Crap.
Bah.
I was hoping you'd get one more so it'd be less answers to worry about.
So, yeah, I believe we're on to Justin.
Strikeout.
Okay, DeAndre Hopkins.
13 points. Got three answers left on the board.
Mm-hmm. How about Deontay Johnson?
5 points. So one of you two is winning this game now. One of you or Jay, not Scott. So
is Amari Cooper in the top 12?
He is not in the top 12, and he is one of the top 9 answers. He had 3 points.
Okay, so there's one left. I have three strikes left. So I'll just say Devontae Smith. Is the hype there?
It's not there, at least not with this group that I asked.
Right. Yeah. This is where it gets tricky. Man, one answer left.
You and Jay made this tougher for me, by the way, because normally I'd put something like this in the Cool Kids Club, the Trade Addict Patreon chat. I could not do that.
Right.
So you could have. Go to a lot of different places.
Yeah, we could have answered this and then done our research.
Yeah, what I mean, you still would have known the answers, but I didn't want you to know the questions ahead of time. So
yeah, no, I got you. Racking my brain here. I got two X's to go. Cortland Sutton?
Not on there.
Yeah, I didn't think so. He probably didn't even get a vote, which I don't blame anybody. Let me go through.
Two strikes for Devontae. Yeah,
it's a little sketchier. It's not anybody from the. Man, this is tough. Really tough. Mike Evans. Yeah, right. No way.
He was one of the responses, but not the top 9.
Yeah. All right, so I got to hope that Jay doesn't get the one.
So, Jay, yep, you might want to buzz in. It's hard being that third person with one strike.
That is true. I really struggled when I did buzz in, though, so that was my
That's true.
My hesitation.
Yeah, two other times you've been the last guy with one strike to get one.
Julio Jones.
That is incorrect.
Woo-hoo!
So, Justin gets the points. The last guy, this is another one a little bit, these last guys tend to be a surprise a little bit that you guys don't get because you've been pretty good at this. All three Bucks receivers got mentioned, and the one with the most votes was Antonio Brown with three points. Yes.
Wow.
Recency bias?
Yeah, most definitely.
I didn't, it was, that was just this past week. He had the two touchdowns and the six catches. So all but 3 points were up there. So that's 56 total points to Justin.
Okay. So I'm only 50 behind Scott. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah, but this next one has 66 points available. So.
Oh.
Ooh. Jay, let's collude.
Yes, please.
Top six answers are on the board. Only six this time. Because I got a pretty concentrated response here. What current coach is most annoying for fantasy?
Scott.
Jay. Justin.
Scott, Jay, ooh. Justin.
Current coach most annoying for fantasy. Well, there's like eight of them that come to mind.
There's only six on here.
I will say this one, I think people will vote for because of the running back stuff. So I will say Kyle Shanahan.
Number one answer on the board. Yeah. So Scott, you can pass or play.
Man. How many points was that worth out of 66?
22. But I mean, you don't get those points unless you're the last one to get the answer. You don't get the points for the right answer. You just get the points for being the last one to get a right answer. So,
right.
22 points for Shanahan now.
You know what? I'll take a shot at it since I'm already here. I'll take it.
Okay. Well, Jay, if it gets to you, you'll at least get three strikes this time.
Well, because I can pretty easily go through the teams division by division. Another one that annoys the hell out of me. Maybe the community won't say it, but Pete Carroll.
Yeah, he was on my list.
Interesting. He was not mentioned by anybody.
Really?
He was the second name I wrote down.
All three of you wrote him down.
One I wrote down, yeah.
Yeah, and nobody.
Benny annoys me because they just play this maddening slow-ass pace.
Slow,
and it's just
terrible, like 50-something plays a game. So yeah, no one, apparently no one you asked actually rosters Russell Wilson. Got it.
Okay. Exactly. One strike. Oh, this one's got to be on there because people hate him. Matt Nagy.
17 points.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's two. Well, I'll just stick with this. I'll stick with the theme of coaches people absolutely despise. So I got to say Urban Meyer.
18 points.
Goodness gracious.
You've gotten the top. Are those like all the points, basically, those three?
Most of them, yeah. There's only 10 points available left for three guys. So, yes, it was those three by a large margin.
God, that's a bad spot to be in now because now I have to get like the one-offs. I'm thinking of certain organizations, but I'm not sure people would say they're coaches because they're just not well enough known at this point. All right, someone's probably got to say this just because it's been over a long period of time. Is Bill Belichick on there?
5 points. Two answers left.
Hmm.
Still only got one strike, I believe.
Yeah, but now you're asking me to get like niche answers that like two people out of whatever said. And normally there's certain things that I look at that annoy me, but they may not annoy like the masses necessarily. So this is going to be a tricky one to have to pick. John Gruden doesn't count, does he? I mean, I guess he was around when this happened. I don't think he annoys people. I'm going to say Zach Taylor is one.
He is not on there.
Okay.
So two strikes, one left.
If Gruden didn't annoy people before, he does now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point, Jay.
This was asked on Monday.
Yes.
Right. So Gruden was still employed by like 12 hours at that point.
Right. Yeah. For just a few more hours. Right.
All right. I know this is a popular team that gets a lot of hate, and it's up Justin's alley. So I will say Nick Sirianni.
Here's my number one answer.
3 points.
Yep. Now it's really ugly.
So I got to get the one that probably what one person said or two people said?
There's 2 points left.
Two people said this. Golly. No, Sirianni was my number one.
Well, I'm just trying to think of players.
Miles Sanders usage, yeah.
Exactly.
That's what I'm
doing. If they've ruined a high profile player that people think should get more touches, then that's the answer.
Yep.
I'm sure Doug Peterson would have been on there if this was done a year ago.
Right.
A few exactly. years ago. Yeah.
Why are they all right? So Miles Sanders, what the hell?
Following the same logic as Miles Sanders, this one you hear every single week. I will say, specifically because of Antonio Gibson, I will say Ron Rivera.
He was mentioned, but is not one of the top picks.
Oof.
So all right.
Jay's got three guesses.
Come on, Jay. Three X's.
Point answer.
How many are on the left on the list?
One.
One two-point answer.
So if I just rapidly say three names, they're either three strikes or it's two strikes in the answer.
No, take your time. Take correct. Your time.
Yeah. I mean, Jay, the odds are in your favor. I already got five, and I struck out on three. So that's one-fourth of a lead right there that's gone. Yeah.
Well, and you guys know I have a very vested interest in which one of you wins this, so that's great.
Well, you know there's some coaches that – there's some coaches that people, A, probably don't even know who the coach is. B, definitely don't dislike. So I don't know. I like your chances here, man. Better than Justin's because he's got one shot.
Yeah.
One I'm shot. Say point answer.
Mike McCarthy.
Damn it. Oh, really?
Ooh.
That was one I thought.
Even if he did a great job, I'd hate him.
He's a high profile, like he's a name that people would know, you know?
Sean Payton.
Ding, ding, ding.
Damn it. Ooh. How did Sean Payton make the list?
I'm surprised you got that. I don't even know the reasoning behind Sean Payton.
I don't either because for
own a New Orleans receiver and you'll know why people
hate him. He's got nobody.
Right. Nobody. I don't think it's his fault that Michael Thomas is on the IR or PUP list or whatever.
Maybe you ask some of the people who spent all their fab on
Marcus Callaway.
Yeah. The number one.
I would have said Sean McVay before Sean Payton, but
I'm shocked Sean Payton's on the list.
The other guys that were mentioned, you said Rivera, Dan Campbell because of Swift, somebody said.
Did Gruden make the list?
Gruden did not make the list.
How about Arthur Smith?
Mike Vrabel and Andy Reid. I don't know why.
Reid because of CEH.
Oh, yeah.
He was on my like dark throw, but yeah.
Why Mike Vrabel though?
Because everyone except Derrick Henry sucks on that team.
I guess so. Okay, so because Jay won, got 64 points there, and actually finishes in second now. Scott gets the win for that
second team. Place.
He's up 1-0. Okay, Scott, since you won that last game, up 1-0, you get to pick the next game. You want to go name game or trade game?
Name game still intimidates me, so we'll go trade game.
name game always has to be first or last, so I appreciate you doing that. Okay, so normally the way we play the trade game is we give a player, and then you just have to come up with a player, then whoever gets the closest in value. That's not what we're doing tonight. I decided to make it a little different.
Thank you for explaining the first way, then.
Right. Yeah, I'm like, all right, I got that part. Okay, cool. What?
So just because you guys are so smart, I decided to make it a little harder for you. What we're going to do tonight is what I did was I constructed some multiplayer trades in the DLF Trade Analyzer. All of them come out within 20 total points or less of each other. So in theory, a fair trade in the analyzer. So what I'm going to do is give you all but one player in the trade. You have to try and fill in that player and that makes the value as equal as possible. So there is a right answer in theory. Most likely you guys are not going to get that answer, I'm guessing. But whoever gets closest, you will get the points you will get. Instead of just 1 point, you will get the points of the total players in the trade. I have 3 2-for-1s and 2 2-for-2s. So 3 or 4 points for each one. And if you get the exact player, you get 2 bonus points.
Okay.
But I don't expect you guys to do that. So the first trade, and we will start. We're just going to rotate here. There's no buzzing in or anything. We're just you'll give your guesses. So since Scott picked the game, we'll start with Scott and just keep going clockwise until we finish up. So, Scott, the first trade, and I'm going to give you a little bit of information in that. I'm going to give you the one side of the trade that doesn't have the missing player. I will give you the total points. I don't know that, that helps you at all, but I will give it anyway.
So, these are all super flex trades, right?
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's all 12 teams, super flex, PPR, tight end premium in the trade analyzer. That's the setting it was on. So the first trade is Christian McCaffrey for Najee Harris. I'm sorry, Christian McCaffrey 849.1 for Najee Harris and player X, which equaled 862 in the trade calculator. So within and 3 days.
Rocky, this when was this done? This week?
This was done today.
Okay.
So these are as current as the analyzer gets.
So it can be any position, right?
It can be any position, yes.
Be nice if I knew how the DLF trade finder actually worked other than just playing with it. So yeah, that doesn't
I thought
help.
Of actually using trades in the trade finder, but I figured I'd rather just find equal trades to, according to the analyzer. So I made them up and stuck them in there and found a player that was close enough in value to make it quote no, unquote fair.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. Oh, it's got to be probably it's going to not be another running back just trying to get into Rocky's head. So
like I said, no, there is a right answer, but you don't have to get the right answer. Just who's closest?
Terry McLaurin.
Okay, Scott says Terry McLaurin. So we will rotate clockwise. So, Jay, you'll go next.
Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs for Jay. Plugging this into the spreadsheet Russ gave me. Okay, and Justin.
Mike Williams.
Mike Williams. Okay, and again, these are absolute value. It doesn't have to be, you know, high or low or anything like that. So I said the trade was CMC for Najee. So CMC is 849.1. Najee is 596.6 in the analyzer. So the guy that I put in there was J.K. Dobbins. So you did not get into Rocky's head, Scott. It was a running back.
No one wants J.K. Dobbins.
265.3, which made it 862 that. Within 13 points of the CMC trade.
So, we all overshot it, didn't we?
Except Justin. But
yeah, I put Harris down at like 600. So what was his spot?
596.6. I'm not sure if DLF is updated Mike Williams' current value. So I will tell you that.
Yeah,
because Mike Williams came in at a 114.5, which was a difference of 150.8. I think that probably should be higher.
I was thinking it was like 250. So
yeah. Stephon Diggs was 513.5 for a difference of 248.2 from Dobbins. Terry McLaurin was 389.9, a difference of 124.6. So that was the closest one. So Scott gets 3 points.
Dang it. That was closer than – oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah, you were 150 away. So close to Scott, but not quite there. So the next trade is also a two-for-one. Yeah, I did the two-for-twos last. TJ Hockenson at 394.0 for Deontay Johnson and player X, which equaled 405.8 together. So within 11.8. So, Jay, we start with you on this one. What player could go with Deontay Johnson to be very close to TJ Hockenson, according to the DLF trade analyzer?
Tony Pollard
for Jay. And Justin, you would be up next.
Debo Samuel.
Justin says Debo Samuel. Okay, so that Scott is the last one here.
I was thinking the exact same kind of scenario as Jay. I was thinking Kenneth Gainwell.
You shook your head when I answered. I thought you were telling me I was wrong, and I was shamed, but you were just upset that I took Tony Pollard.
I was thinking of like it's got to be a somewhat lesser valued player, but somebody that's moving up and is probably worth, you know, 100 some points or close to it or so.
Yeah.
So, like I said, Hockenson was 394. Deontay is 256.5. So the total was 149.3 to get to that 405 number. And that guy was Dallas Goedert. So you're trying to get close to 149.3. Scott, Gainwell's only at 38.5 in the calculator, so that's a difference of 110.9.
Yeah, Jay and I lived this one.
Pollard is at 72.8 for a difference of 76.6. Debo's at 212.2 for a difference of 62.8.
Right. I'm on the board.
The other two were pretty close, but Justin gets that one. So Justin's got three. Scott's got three.
Whoever wins this wins the game, huh? Isn't there just this one more?
No. I got five of these.
Oh, five. All right.
Yeah. Okay. So three more. This is another two for one. Jalen Hurts, and you're going to start, Justin. Jalen Hurts, 522.5 in the analyzer for Devontae Smith and Player X, which the two of them total 524.2.
Tua Tagovailoa.
So that goes to Scott next.
All right. So we got Jalen Hurts for Devontae Smith and who? Well, I like Justin's idea of going with another quarterback. I'll go with a Rocky favorite. I'll go Kirk Cousins.
I appreciate that you at least know that, Scott.
That Hawk Cousins duo has not been treating you well the last couple weeks, though.
No, it definitely is not. Jeez. Deontay has, except for that game he always misses because of injury, but not my other two guys.
Yeah.
So, Jay.
I will stick with muted value quarterbacks and go with Aaron Rodgers.
This should be interesting.
So, Rodgers, I'm sorry, hold on. Where was it? Jalen Hurts. Okay, so Jalen Hurts for Devontae Smith and Player X was 293.3. And honestly, it did not matter what you two said because that player is Tua Tagovailoa.
No!
I can't believe he got that.
Game's over now. That's two extra for Justin. We can't catch him. Well, maybe I can if I get two more, but nice, yeah, nice
Rodgers
call.
Rodgers was that's at 415, nine. A difference of 121.7. Kirk was 212.1, a difference of 81.1.
They Tua said it couldn't be done.
A difference of zero. So Justin gets 5 points for that bad boy.
It's okay because we're gonna get to the name game and it doesn't matter if I win this one or not.
So he has eight, Scott has three. There's two left, which will total actually these two total, even if you don't get the player, they total 8 points. So technically Jay could tie.
Oh, that's right. People too. Yeah.
That's always I'm been still a dream surprised. I'm still okay. Surprised Jalen Hurts is that much farther ahead than Rodgers. Interesting.
Yeah. Okay, so the next trade is Russell Wilson, who's at 665.7, and Miles Sanders, 342.4, for a total of 1,008.2. For Aaron Rodgers and Player X, who total 1,023.8. So we went around once already, so we're back to you, Scott.
Well, because Jay guessed Aaron Rodgers, you gave away his value, so...
I was wondering if you were going to realize that.
Yeah, I'm sitting here going, okay, we have an extra piece to this one that we do typically. I'll say.
I didn't give it again, but it was there.
Yeah, I'll say Antonio Gibson.
Okay, Antonio Gibson for Scott. So next would be Jay.
Swift.
Oh, dang, I was writing him down.
Antonio Gibson, Swift, and Justin, that goes to you.
I was writing DeAndre Swift down. How about go for another quarterback, Joe Burrow?
Okay, so the trade, Russell Wilson, Miles Sanders for Aaron Rodgers and Player X. Player X was 608.8 to get to the 1,023.8 to be within 15 points of the other one. And it's kind of hilarious that I said you guys are not going to get the right answer because DeAndre Swift is 608.8.
So Jay, you got a lot of points
definitely
there.
Back in this thing.
Boom.
I can't believe you got two of the four here. So you guys are good at this, man.
That was the guy. God.
You guys were both with about around 100 away. Antonio Gibson was 503.9 for a difference of 104.9. Joe Burrow was 721.7 for a difference of 112.9. From Swift.
Swift was the guy.
Yep, Swift I knew was it the guy. And it's, yeah, it's a shame you didn't get to go second because you said you had Swift down there. So
yep, that was it. Nice one.
So it's 8 for Justin, 5 for Jay, 3 for Scott. So Scott, the only way you could possibly win this is to get the exact right guy. because you would need 6 points for the win. So,
all right,
go that last trade. It is Austin Eckler, who's at 425.1. Mike Evans, who's at 282.0 for a total of 707.0. And it's crazy this happened again for Antonio Gibson and Player X. So, you guys luck out with another piece of info if you can remember what I said there. And I'm sorry, we start with Jay this time.
Deontay Johnson.
It's a nice safe guess.
Thanks, man.
It is, because if you remember, you should know.
Because we already know his value.
Just because the value was said does not mean I remember it.
And I didn't specify you couldn't use previous players. So
I did write them down, so I'm sitting here going like, okay, that's a great guess, because it's going to put you within a certain amount.
So, Justin?
Oh, golly. I feel like it's got to be a wide receiver, just because that's the way that you have been operating this.
I'm pleasantly surprised you kind of noticed that. Paying attention to the patterns. I appreciate that.
Man. How about Terry McLaurin? It's too high.
And Scott.
Well, these guys are giving me a nice little bracket, so I'm going to take a shot and say Jerry Jeudy.
Okay, so the trade was Austin Eckler, Mike Evans, who totaled 707 for Antonio Gibson, who we mentioned earlier was 503.9, and Player X at 205.1 was Jalen Waddle.
Mm-hmm.
So
too far off.
Terry McLaurin was definitely too far off. Too He's far a difference off. Of 184.9. The other two were both within 71 points.
Come on, Scott.
And Jerry Judy's at 276.1 for a difference of 71. Deontay's 256.5.
Jay,
51.4. So Jay gets the points.
Jay with the dub, the comeback.
Yes.
I am very excited.
So Jay gets the win there. It's one for Jay and one for Scott. So this may hopefully determines the winner, because – I hate having to do 1-1-1 tiebreakers to figure out what the hell I'm going to do.
Pressure on Justin for the name game. Let's go, Justin.
Justin, I feel you said you were going to come on and embarrass you. I think you've acquitted yourself pretty well here, though. It's not like you've been any of these games.
We've done the easy stuff. You know, this is where it gets like stupid hard.
Okay.
I'm terrible at the name game.
So Russ, I think, kind of had the right idea last episode that he did, where he said he's not even going to explain the name game, but I'm still going to attempt to try and do it. Every name game has a theme. This one, my very first episode on here was last year in December, and I did candy, and I said I should have done it. I wish I had been on earlier, because it would have made more sense around Halloween. We're recording in mid-October, so I brought back candy. So candy is going to be the theme. And I did try and use all different ones from last time. A few of these are less popular candies, so I'm hoping you guys get them or know them.
Always go with the least popular option when given a list of things.
Yes, but I didn't want to reuse anything, and you have to make the damn names work, Jay. So so the way it works is there'll be a clue where one part is related to the theme, which is candy. One part is a conference and division for a player and position for a player. So they have to overlap. So basically, I wish I had an example I could do off the top of my head. Hopefully you guys have all listened and know. So what you're going to do is, if you think you know it, the way it runs together, then you say your name as a buzzer again. And if you get it with no clues, you get 3 points. If for each one, I have a hint to the candy and a hint to the player, which is always the team that the player is on. If you need one hint, it's worth 2 points. If you need two hints and you get it, it's worth 1 point. And obviously, if nobody gets it, nobody gets any points. So I think that's everything to explain about the name game. If not, we'll figure it out as we go. So first one. Oh, and what I'm doing here for these is what I did last time, actually, which is I just took the Wikipedia definition of the candy. So that's what you're going to get, plus the conference and division, the division of the player and the position. So, candy bar made of nougat, topped with caramel and covered with milk chocolate, and NFC South running back. And one thing I did leave out, well, the way you guys are thinking, is that if you do want a hint, you all have to agree to take a hint. You all have to agree on which hint that is, if it's the player or the candy.
Could you read the definition of the candy again, please?
Yep. Candy bar made of nougat, topped with caramel, and covered with milk chocolate.
I would take a hint whenever these guys are ready to take a hint.
Yeah, I'll take a hint.
Yeah, go with
on
it.
On the candy.
Candy.
This should, I think, give it to you. It has the same name as a galaxy. I don't know how many galaxies you guys know.
Yeah, that's
but,
what I have.
I will also give you an extra hint that will not dock points, that the running back is not a starter for his team.
Yeah.
Jay.
Milky
Wayne Gallman.
Correct.
Oh, my guy. How did I not get that? I had Milky Way written down, but I could not for the life of me come up with Wayne Gallman.
Good one.
Nice one, Jay.
I know, on your own team.
Yeah, well, you know.
And I'm a little worried that if you couldn't get Milky Way, some of these other ones are going to be tough.
Well, it's such a generic description.
I got the candy, but I was like, man, nothing's coming to me.
Yeah, so I figured the Milky Way, but I'm sitting here rolling through all the NFC South backs. And
that's the only thing I had written down was Milky Way. So,
okay, most of these, like Milky Way, are sort of a brand name of a candy. This one, I will tell you, is not. It's just a type of candy.
Okay.
A soft, dense, chewy candy made by boiling a mixture of milk or cream, sugars, glucose, butter, and vanilla, and AFC West running back.
Could you read to me the candy again?
Sure.
It all sounds the same to me when you start speaking.
A soft, dense, chewy candy made by boiling a mixture of milk or cream, sugars, glucose, butter, and vanilla.
And it's an AFC West running back?
AFC West running back, yes.
Jay. Kara Melvin Gordon.
That's correct.
Oh, nice.
Oh, the caramel part. That's a good one.
Five points for Jay. None for you guys. There are seven, so there's still time to come back. We got five left before we finish up here.
This is shocking that I haven't gotten any points. I'm completely... Yeah,
and this is one of the candies I was a little worried about, so it'll be interesting to see if any of you get this one. So, a candy bar on a stick manufactured by Tootsie Roll Industries that is essentially a block of moderately hard caramel and NFC West wide receiver.
NFC West?
Yes.
Jay. Sugar Daddy Andre Hopkins.
That is not what I had, but it is correct, so you get the points. If you come up with one that is not the answer I had, it's correct. And I'm glad you got Sugar Daddy.
You had Sugar Daddy Bo Samuel, didn't you?
I had Sugar Daddy DK Metcalf.
So many answers for that one. Yeah.
I didn't even think of it. Yeah, I didn't realize that. But Jay's got 8 points here.
I've eaten a lot of candy.
I appreciate
Justin,
it.
If these were beers, would you be doing better?
I know.
I'm a bartender for 20 something years now. Yeah, I'd be killing this shit.
Shit, man. Oh, that's a good. I gotta do a beer one now. Thanks for helping. Me. I got a theme for my next one.
Justin gets the candy one and not the beer.
At least it's not a pop culture because I had no shot at that. So.
Yeah, that's some of the ones that people struggle with. So I tried to stay away from pop culture. So I appreciate Jay knowing these candies, though, because, like I said, there's been some rough name games in my recent past. So the next one, an American dark chocolate enrobed peppermint confection. That's what it said on Wikipedia. Introduced in 1940 and currently produced by the Hershey Company and NFC North tight end.
Jay.
Jeez. Jay is killing it.
Peppermint Pat TJ Hawkinson.
That is correct.
Nice. That was quick.
When you grow up fat, you know everything about candy.
Yep, right here.
I was going Peppermint Patty Fryermuth, but it's the wrong.
And that gives Jay 11 points, and technically he's already won, but we're going to do the last three because I did them anyway. So.
I'm beating myself, so let's do this.
Yeah. So The next one is a chocolate-flavored taffy-like candy that has been manufactured in the U.S. since 1907 and an injured NFC North bench wide receiver. It's a weird player to use, but I liked I liked the name game. I liked the combo too much. So,
could you read the candy again?
A chocolate-flavored taffy-like candy that has been manufactured in the U.S. since 1907. I had to try and give you as much information as possible about the wide receiver because you would never, ever, ever think of him if I didn't at least qualify that somewhat. He's a fairly – he would have been a fairly deep bench guy on his own team. He hasn't played all year. But I guarantee you all know the name as guys who are into Dynasty and know your stuff.
I would feel worse about not knowing the player if I had any idea what the candy was.
Yeah, I'll take a hint on the candy. I don't got the candy yet.
I'm still working out players here. But I'll take a hint on the candy. That's fine.
Okay. Hopefully this works. This is all I could come up with for a hint. Part of the candy name is the same name as an 80s movie starring a cross-dressing Dustin Hoffman. Is that still stumping you all? Do you not know the 80s movie star?
No clue.
No, that I have. Now I can't figure out the receiver.
Well, Jay's got us then. he knows the candy.
Because, I mean,
I couldn't think of a good clue for it. I had some better clues.
Well, thanks for the obscure clue to the obscure candy.
So Jay just has to go through every team now and figure out which one makes sense. He's got us. The stones.
I mean, I'd hope you have something.
I know what it is actually.
Go ahead, Jay. Okay.
It's a Tootsie Roll of BC Johnson.
That's correct.
It was a Tootsie Roll, really?
Yes. I've never heard of Tootsie.
Yeah, I mean, I got that part, but yeah. I it wasn't going to come to me, that's for sure. And yeah, BC Johnson was definitely not coming to me.
I just like Tootsie Roll of BC Johnson too much to not use it, so.
Well, Jay has like 13 points now.
Yeah,
14, in fairness, I did major in film in college. So
you want this episode to go on like 2 hours? You just eliminate Jay for the next two and make me and Justin figure them out. Might be 30 minutes on each one. You're down to like the eighth clue.
Oh god! Especially this next one because this is another one of the lesser. This is more on the sugar daddy level of candy. So, candy bar consisting of flavored nougat covered in chocolate flavor. That's what it said. Chocolate flavor coating created in 1925 and named after a popular dance of the time. An NFC South running back.
NFC South?
Yes. I'm curious if you guys even know the candy or not.
I feel like the candy's on the tip of my tongue and I just can't.
Jay. Charleston Chew Bar Hubbard.
Yes.
Golly.
You can tell I don't eat candy.
We can just mute. We can just mute ourselves.
Scott's in way too good a shape to know these candies. So.
I should also point out. Apparently. Yeah, I also I managed a movie theater for over 20 years.
And, that's true. He worked in a movie theater. Yeah.
And I used to take in big shipments of all this trash.
So Jay's sitting here going all day. He's thinking about movie references and candies, and now he just has to apply it to football. It's a ringer, Rocky.
I feel like this is rigged. This is like a TA3 rig thing going on here.
It is not rigged. You guys, you should know your candies better. Scott, eat more candy.
You should have replaced me with somebody that like stocks vending machines or something like that.
Okay. I guarantee you guys at least know this candy, even if you don't know by this Wikipedia description. A type of small pyramid-shaped candy, typically divided into three sections of different colors with a waxy texture and flavor based on honey, sugar, butter, and vanilla. And the players of another little weird one. And a fairly popular late-round 2021 Dynasty rookie draft pick wide receiver, currently unemployed but drafted by an NFC West team.
I mean, the candy's easy.
This was a stretch to include all that.
It's I'll just tell you what it is. It's candy Cornell. Oh shit, I lost it. Somebody help me.
Don't know the player. We got you, Jay.
He's out.
No, you guys know the name. It's the who's the guy? He's corny. He was drafted by the Chiefs.
You guys aren't winning anyway.
But you said NFC West receiver. You mean AFC West?
I said AFC West, didn't I?
I thought you said AFC West.
That's what I thought. NFC.
But he's got the right answer. He just doesn't know the guy's last name.
Yeah, what's the guy's last name? His first name's Cornell.
Cornell Powell from Clemson on the taxi.
I'll give Scott half the points for that one. Sure. So Scott gets boom.
That way I beat Justin. I'll take it.
But yes, Jay ran the table pretty much on the name game.
Nice job, Jay. Nice job.
Yep. Like I said, I was just here to embarrass myself on the name game. So mission accomplished.
But I liked Candy Cornell Powell a lot, so I had to throw that one in there too.
I knew Candy Corn was going to make the list at some point just because it's Halloween. It has to make the list.
Yeah, and I can't figure anybody else who can go with candy corn. So it had to be Cornell Powell. So that means Jay takes this game and Jay takes the night. 2-1. So congratulations to you, Jay. And I guess we'll just finish up here then. Everybody can just sign off, give their Twitter handles and anything else they want to plug or anything at the end here. So Jay, since you won, which by the way, Russ keeps promising there will be a tournament of champions, so now you have to come back. So just so you know, you are obligated to be on the show again.
Perfect.
Let's just let you say your goodbyes here, and we'll go clockwise with the rest of the guys.
All right. Thanks for having me. Can't wait to come back. I'm on Twitter at FFBriefcase. Hit me up. More than willing to talk football or 80s movies where Dustin Hoffman is a cross-dresser.
It's like a regular briefcase just for fantasy football. And Scott, why don't you just tell the people where they can find all your stuff, your Twitter handle, all that good stuff.
Sure. Appreciate you having me, Rocky. Jay, congrats. You absolutely wiped the floor with us in the name game. So well-deserved winner. I'll be rooting for you in the Tournament of Champions. Dynasty and Chill at Charles Chill FFB, Mannequin Chill DLF. We have a new thing going with Dynasty Pandemic, which is pretty cool. It's basically daily content, trades, player values. Check it out, dynastypandemic.com. So yeah, appreciate you having me, Rocky.
Yep, I appreciate you coming on, Scott. And Justin, why don't you finish us out here?
Sure. Well, you can find me at RunDFF on Twitter. Check out our podcast. Me and Larry Monkey run the Dynasty Hot Sauce podcast. And I'm just active and out there trying to do my thing, but not like Scott. He's all over the place. And not like Jay, who's hiding in the corner, clearly hiding all the knowledge in the world out there. So, Rocky, thanks for having me on. Jay, thanks for making me feel less, make me more inferior, apparently. So
it's the only reason I showed up.
Well done. Well done.
Okay. So I just want to thank all three of you again for coming on. This has been a blast. I hope everybody else enjoyed it. And we'll be back soon with another episode. See you later.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without 6 clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. with the dummies. Dynasty game night. Game night. Dynasty game night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty game night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty game night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty game night, guessing ADP. Dynasty game night, can all this really be free? Dynasty game night, game night.